Life Audio.
You are listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 23. God the Father is concerned about you. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about the attribute of God the Father being concerned about you. So let's dive in. I'm super excited about this episode for a lot of reasons, but primarily because it's going to be super filled with encouragement, and I am an encourager. I cannot tell you how many times I have questioned God's concern for me. I think primarily because I have erroneously assumed God's concern for me means he keeps bad things from happening, or if bad things do somehow occur in my life, God should swoop down and quickly save the day. I do not equate God's concern for me being me getting down on my knees and crying out in a desperate plea for mercy or some type of aid, only to get up off my knees and hear crickets and silence, wondering exactly, where are you, God? Can anybody relate? In those moments, God, our Heavenly Father, feels anything but concerned about me. He feels mean, distant. I've heard some people describe him as cruel or sadistic. I have even heard of dictator and not concerned at all about us. Of course, those of us who are church going and Bible toting would never say any of these things out loud, but we might definitely say it to ourselves, or maybe just I have. When I am knee deep in hard times, feeling isolated and alone for an extended period of time and wondering just when and if God is going to show up on my behalf. In fact, I'm recording this podcast while walking through an extended season of difficulty. So I'm primed and ready to share with you my takeaways about who I have discovered God to be. Early on, I found myself meditating on Psalms 121. This passage says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This passage has reminded me that God is where my help comes from. Although I am tempted to look for help that appears to be more tangible, like people and social media, which by the way is no help at all, I know that God is my help. This passage of scripture reminds us that God promises not to let our foot slip. He watches over us 24 hours a day. There is never a moment when we are not in his watchful eye and cared for. God is concerned about us. It does not always feel this way, but that does not mean that God is not concerned about us. In fact, becoming a parent has taught me so much about God as a father.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When my kids were small, my response time was immediate. They needed me as infants to tend to their wet diapers and their hungry bellies. They needed immediate comfort and nurturing when they cried because they were more vulnerable. As they began to grow, they needed me less and less. I allowed them to do more things on their own because I knew it was a necessary part of their development into young men. Now we are in the tween and teen stage, and it is my most challenging parenting season to date. This is because I am having to let them be more independent. I'm having to let them fail and experience the repercussions of bad decisions. I am having to watch them experience hard things in life and disappointments in relationships. I am not shielding them from the harsh realities of this life because I know it will cripple them if I swoop in and try to save the day. Now, in saying that, I am still aware of the things that are taking place in their lives, and I'm paying close attention so that if I do need to intervene, I will, but I am doing my best to give them an opportunity to grow up so that they will not be immature when they become adults. Sometimes when God feels distant and unconcerned about us, He may be giving us an opportunity to grow up. He may be preparing us for what is coming that we cannot see because of our finite vision. I saw this in James 1:1-2, that says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." God is a master teacher and a perfect heavenly Father. He knows what it will take to mold and shape us into the people we are ultimately destined to be. This is why sometimes He feels distant. But in our times of despair and difficulty, God is closer than we think. Another scripture that I have reflected on during this time in my life is 2 Corinthians 4:8-12, that says this: "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you." I started meditating on this scripture when I literally felt like I was sandwiched between hard things that were slowly closing in on me. Sis, sometimes life feels a lot like this. But this verse reminds me that when we go through hard things, we are uniquely positioned to display the power of God in our weakness. Perfect example would be this podcast. I would have never opted to experience father wounds, and yet here I am making it the centerpiece of my podcast so that Christ's power may be displayed in my weakness, and so that you may know that you are not alone. You are not abandoned, nor are you forgotten. You are not a mistake. You are not unloved. You are lavishly cared about and concerned about by God, your heavenly Father. I am choosing to put my hard things on display so that you will know you are loved, you are chosen, you are seen, you are valued, important, wanted, and that God is in fact intimately concerned about every single detail of your life. As it says in one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your anxiety on him. Not some of it, but every ounce of it, because he cares for you. You are cared for today and every day of your life, whether you feel like it or not. And it could be that God has you listening to this podcast on this specific day and to this specific episode so that he can remind you just how concerned he is about the intimate details of your life. No matter what we face, no matter what we face, and we have already been told in the Bible that we will face hard things. Let's choose to believe that God, our Heavenly Father, is concerned about us. You've been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 23. God the Father is concerned about you. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure. Hope to be free, completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 23 of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast. I am your host, Kia Stevens. And if you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure and check out the links associated with this podcast so you can access several free resources for you. Also, I am excited to announce that I will be publishing my first book for women with father wounds on March 7th, 2023. So be sure and subscribe to my blog at www.kiastevens.com so you won't miss any updates. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for episode 24. God the Father is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.